Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cain. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sugar Cain. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball four. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Radcliffe moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe moves to third. Bonura moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe scores. Bonura moves to third. Appling moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonura scores. Appling scores. Hayes moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rosenthal. Bell reaches second base with a double. Salters moves to third. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball four. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley takes first base on ball four. Solter scores. Bell moves to third. West moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sugarcane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Larry takes first base on ball four. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Larry steals second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops it up and throws to first, with not covering, for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West. Appling reaches second base with a double. Bonura moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Glenn Liebhardt now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sugarcane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-1 in the game. Kane hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0-1 in the game. Solters hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. West takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bottomley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larry. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Liebhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liebhardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes hits a line drive into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0-for-2 in the game. Solters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. West hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Sewell steals second. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 0-for-2 in the game. Cane hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Sewell steals third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Radcliffe moves to third. Krivic moves to second. It's 7-4, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosenthal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Liebhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liebhardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Liebhardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-3 in the game. Salters hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Salters reaches second base with a double. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Bell reaches second base with a double. Salters scores. It's 7-5, White Sox. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 7-6, White Sox. Clint Brown now pitching. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bottomley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hemsley moves to second. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Glenn Liebhart. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hemsley moves to third. 2 outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Van Atten now pitching. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-4 in the game. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rosenthal moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling bunts for an out with unknown description. Bonura moves to second. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hemsley for a passed ball. Bonura moves to third. Appling moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes is walked intentionally. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonura scores. Appling scores. Dykes moves to second. It's 9-6, White Sox. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Soltis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.